Line of Fire from Journey. That's off their 1980 release Departure. And before that, What Do You Do for Money, Honey? That was AC/DC from their 1980 release Back in Black, arguably two of the biggest albums of 1980. This is episode 80 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thanks for coming back and checking out another episode. And when I realized episode 80 was going to be this week, I started thinking about the myriad of great records that came out in 1980. So today we're going to feature some of the great records that came out that year. 1980 was a great year for hard rock and music. So I'm going to keep it rolling right now. Those were two probably of the biggest albums, like I said, of 1980, Journey and AC/DC. Now for a couple maybe of the lesser known releases of 1980. In 1980, Ian Gillan, formerly of Deep Purple at that point, had just released his third album with his band that was just called Gillan, and that album was called Glory Road. From that, this is Running, Whiteface, City Boy. Ian Gillan and his band Gillan, Running Whiteface City Boy from 1980's Glory Road. And now another perhaps lesser known release of 1980 from the band Crocus. This is a tune called Heat Strokes. Strokes Fire, but it smokes. That's Crocus from their 1980 release, Metal Rendezvous. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and we're going to keep the rock from 1980 rolling. And our next release was a very, very important release for Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy had been out of Black Sabbath for a couple of years at this point and put out his first solo record with the band he assembled. The record was called Blizzard of Oz and introduced the world to the greatness that was Randy Rhoads on guitar. From that record, this is Steal Away the Night. Ozzy Osbourne from 1980's Blizzard of Oz, the record that introduced the world to Randy Rhoads. And another great album that came out in 1980 was from Judas Priest. This tune is called Stealer.
Always someone at your back, fighting.
Judas Priest, Steeler. That was from their 1980 release, British Steel. And this is episode 80 today of the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and today we are featuring songs from albums that came out in 1980 that were pretty awesome. It was a pretty awesome year for music that year. And we're going to keep it going now with something from Pat Travers in 1980. He released one of his biggest albums during his sadly kind of short career as far as being on the radio and selling records, but he's still out there playing live all the time. But in 1980, he did a record called Crash and Burn, and this tune has some of the greatest guitar work laid down on record, just a great energy. And this tune is called Snortin' Whiskey. Travers from his 1980 release Crash and Burn, that's Snortin' Whiskey. And another record that came out in 1980 was from UFO, and it was their first record that they put out after Michael Schenker left the band. Paul Chapman was his replacement on guitar, and this is a tune called Lettin' Go. Letting Go with UFO. That's from their 1980 release, No Place to Run. That record introduced Paul Chapman on guitar, taking the place of Michael Schenker. And then Michael Schenker in 1980 also put out a record with his newly assembled group, just called the Michael Schenker Group. And the first record was just called the Michael Schenker Group. This is Armed and Ready. And Ready from Michael Schenker from his debut as the Michael Schenker Group back in 1980. And today we featured a whole lot of songs from 1980. But 1980 was, like I said at the beginning, was a great year for rock and roll, and not enough time to play everybody that had records out this year. So those were some that came out that year. And then other bands that also had great albums out in 1980 was Black Sabbath, Motorhead, Rush, Triumph, The Scorpions, Thin Lizzy, the debut of Def Leppard, the debut of Iron Maiden, Van Halen, Sammy Hagar, and many more. 1980, a pretty killer year in rock and roll. And next week is episode 81, so I'm going to do the same thing with 1981 because that was also a great year for rock and roll. So next week we'll feature tunes from 1981 releases. If you have any favorites, you can leave a message on my Facebook page. You can send me an email, ralph@radiobypass.com, or whatever you want to do. But we are out of time for today. And August 16th was a sad day in the world of music again this year. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, passed on, and ironically on the same day as the King of Rock and Roll. August 16th, 1977 is when Elvis Presley left the building for the final time. And now August 16th, 2018, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, leaving the building. So I'm going to leave you with one tune that wasn't from 1980, but it was a great cover of Aretha's Chain of Fools. And of course, she didn't write the song, and other people had recorded it even before Aretha. But I think her version of Chain of Fools was the one that really everybody relates to. And when you think of this song, you always think of Aretha Franklin. So I'm going to leave you with that. Come back next Sunday for another new episode of the Radio Bypass Podcast. And if you're in Chicago today and you're just out and about looking for something to do, Italian Fest is happening on Taylor Street today. And I'll be out there at the Dick Biondi booth for a few hours this afternoon from about 3 o'clock till about 7 o'clock. Just helping out. Dick Biondi is a great Chicago DJ that started out in the early days of rock and roll. And there's a lady that's been working on a documentary on Dick Biondi for the last year and a half. So it's just called the Dick Biondi Film. And she's got a booth out at Italian Fest. They shot one of the final scenes last night, or the final scene, for the upcoming documentary. And she's selling some Dick Biondi stuff there. It's been pretty much a crowdfunded event. The whole film all along has been basically crowdsourced. And but I think Dick Biondi deserves it. Definitely an early rock and roll pioneer on the radio. And being the radio geek that I am, I thought it'd be nice to go volunteer some time today. So I'll be out at the Dick Biondi booth at Italian Fest. Stop by and say hi if you're in the area. And then come back next week and we'll rock out again. So here is the song in memory of Aretha Franklin. Rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. This was a version done by Little Caesar back in 1990 of Chain of Fools. Take care. Have a great week, everybody.
Yeah, let's go. Chain, chain, chain. 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 Chain, chain, chain.
much love, well, it's much too strong. I'm added to your
chain, 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 chain.